Delicious, meat nutritious, and the snack that packs a real protein punch, Wonderful Pistachios. Each 1 ounce serving has 6 grams of protein, giving you over 10% of your daily value and making Wonderful Pistachios one of the highest protein nuts out there. But perhaps more than that, I love all of the flavors they have. Their sea salt and vinegar ones are my favorite when I'm craving that flavor, but still want to keep it healthy. But that's just the tip of the iceberg. Wonderful Pistachios come in a variety of flavors, like chili roasted, honey roasted, smoky barbecue, and jalapeno lime, to name a few. Perfect for enjoying with family or friends and taking them with you on the go. Whether you're a pistachio purist who loves cracking open every nut, or you prefer the convenience of no-shells pistachios, Wonderful Pistachios has got you covered. Grab Wonderful Pistachios and elevate your snacking game today. So fill up with a healthy snack when hunger strikes. Visit wonderfulpistachios.com to learn more. That's wonderfulpistachios.com. Before we start, please check out our new podcast, Good Sleep. Have you ever noticed how a calm mind can really set the stage for a good night's sleep? That's the idea behind our new podcast, Good Sleep. Greg, our host from Optimal Relationships Daily, is here to help ease you into a peaceful night's rest with some positive affirmations. And these affirmations aren't just comforting, they can help ease anxiety and nurture positive thoughts, setting you up for true good sleep. So press play on Good Sleep tonight, because a good tomorrow starts with a good night's sleep. Just search for Good Sleep in your podcast app and be sure to pick the one from Optimal Living Daily. It's a Minimalist Monday edition of Optimal Living Daily, episode 2859, The Art of Less, How Minimal Living Inspires Creativity, by Rachel Jones of nourishingminimalism.com. And I'm Justin Mollick, your narrator. And we keep today's intro nice and minimal as we optimize your life. The Art of Less, How Minimal Living Inspires Creativity, by Rachel Jones of nourishingminimalism.com. I love to draw and paint, and practice makes perfect, right? I know it's true, the more I paint, the better I am. But the most interesting thing I found is that the more I limited myself in specific ways, the better I became. I found this a few years ago when I was on a kick of publishing coloring books. I'd color with my children, but when I went for the coloring books geared for adults, they were so detailed and intricate, I couldn't color with the colored pencils I got to share with the kids. I got frustrated with how much time it took to complete a page, and I set out to change that. From everything I'd read about coloring books, they said to pick one topic and focus on it. The first one I did was wine. I did about 20 images, and then it was hard. The last 5 pictures were the hardest to come up with, but they were the ones I was most proud of. A few months later, I had made a couple of other books, and the wine one was so popular, but after drawing 3 other books, I knew I could make a better wine book. This time was even more challenging. I'd already used up all my ideas in the first one. I didn't want to repeat anything. I scoured Pinterest for inspiration. I borrowed a hand lettering book and a monogram book from a friend. It stretched me like never before, and I loved the results. The same thing happened with every book I created. Not only did my drawings improve because of regular practice, but my creativity also flourished with the limitations of only coffee, only animals, only crunchy words. Minimalism has been the same. When you don't want much visual clutter, it takes creativity to add life and warmth to a room. For me, decorating has been trial and error. I learned that natural things like wood and plants instantly warm up a space and make it feel comfortable. I've learned that textures add a cozy feeling, and mismatched furnishings make it feel down to earth instead of staged and stuffy. A mix of old and new makes the room feel comfortable and homey. A contrast of colors is aesthetically pleasing, and hanging pictures at eye level gives a feeling of connectedness and order. But minimalism doesn't just stretch your creativity in decor. When you limit what is taking up space on your calendar, you'll find yourself with a whole bunch of free time. It also means that you're not mindlessly filling your days with things that other people ask you to do, PTA, committees, or fundraising. Now, if you love those things and choose to spend your time that way, then that's perfect. Minimalism will free you up to do that without it being an extreme drain on your energy and emotion. But if you don't want to do those things, what will you do with your spare time? when you're not spending hours picking up and cleaning the house? What muse will come? Minimalism frees you up to do the things you've always dreamed of. Will you travel, sew, knit, read more, write a book, start a business, play games with your children, learn to cook, take classes, paint? When you take up a new hobby as a minimalist, you won't want to go, hopefully, purchase everything imaginable for that project. Instead, keep in mind that out of limitations comes creativity. What will you paint with the primary colors? What kind of business will you start that doesn't require you to store inventory? What places will you visit that fit within your budget? What is the first topic of the first book you will write? Accepting yourself, your abilities, and your desires lead to a more meaningful life. Living a life of minimalism is like stripping away all the things that have kept you covered and hidden away. Letting go of all the excess that has surrounded you gives you the opportunity to deal with yourself, your longings, and everything deep inside you. Because I was searching for more in-depth relationships, I thought if I simplified my life, I'd automatically grow closer to those around me. Although it gave me more opportunity to develop a healthy relationship with them, it didn't happen only because I had the time. I had to take intentional action to follow through with what I ultimately wanted. I had to make myself sit down with the kids and read. I had to schedule time with my older kids and dates with my husband. And I had to take time to pray and be available when God put a need before me. Minimalism, whether you want to or not, brings you face to face with the true you, which is why it's such a wonderful starting point. No matter what you want out of life, you have to acknowledge this real person that has been hidden before you can move towards the things you desire. You just listened to the post titled, "The Art of Less, How Minimal Living Inspires Creativity" by Rachel Jones of nourishingminimalism.com. Thank you to Rachel. Another interesting take on minimalism and its benefits. I can't remember if I've heard this idea of limitations adding creativity specifically, but I can definitely see that happening in my own life too. This podcast is a pretty good example of that. Not many people have been listening since episode one, but if you're one of those few, definitely let me know. But anyway, when I started recording in the first couple of months, I was narrating articles from minimalist authors and personal development authors like I am now, but also covering the topics of health and fitness, relationships, even personal finance. After a few months, that's when we decided to narrow it down and move the other topics to their own shows, and it really opened up opportunities for each. It's interesting how that worked out. But even outside of work, just like Rachel mentioned, I think it happens in day-to-day life too, that minimalism leads to, well, whatever you think brings the most value to your life. It's up to you to figure out what that is. So thank you to Rachel for this one. Thank you for being here. Have a great day whenever and wherever you're listening to this, and I'll see you tomorrow where your optimal life awaits.